It's made of sterling silver and only slightly bigger than a postage stamp, but the significance of the Elizabeth Cross is huge. The cross was introduced in 2009 to be presented to the next of kin of members of the UK Armed Forces who had been killed in operations or by acts of terrorism. One of the recipients of the cross was Mrs. Barbara Wingstead, whose brother, Private Louis Whitmore, was killed in Korea almost 60 years ago. Her family thought that he'd been taken prisoner, but later they discovered that the reality was far, far worse.
Eventually, when they released the prisoners, he didn't appear. So it was very traumatic for the whole family. Every day I've thought about him because there's nothing apart from him being gone. We didn't have a burial place, nowhere we could go to grieve. So today I feel like I have closure, which I'm glad about.
She told me how she hoped the treatment of veterans' families had improved since she'd lost her brother.
All we had was a telegram in those days. It was a telegram. And you open the door and you get this telegram with this bad news that your son is missing in action. And then we don't hear anything else until we get years later, we get a parcel through in the post with his belongings in. And can you imagine opening that? They don't do things like that today. There's never any counseling. There was nothing. So I hope that people don't have to bear with that today.
Brigadier Russ Wardle is the commander of 160 Wales Brigade, who organised the presentations. I asked him if he thought we did enough for our veterans and their families.
I suspect that whatever we do and whatever we are able to do will never quite be enough. I mean, they certainly deserve more, but things have certainly moved on. And I think if we take the families of the deceased first, our procedures to inform them and to look after them through what is a very traumatic period, I think are very well developed. We provide specific training to our notification officers so that they have been trained and they are supported. They are well briefed in the various agencies they can speak to help as well.
Things have clearly improved since the times of Korea, but how do we ensure that we maintain this progress? Perhaps charities such as Help for Heroes could provide the answer. Help for Heroes has raised almost £80 million to support the UK Armed Forces. I've decided to go and find out why it's been so successful. I'm here in Kensington with Ross Kemp, a long-time patron of Help for Heroes. Ross, why do you think that Help for Heroes has been such a great success?
I think mainly because it was a very easy way for the public to show their appreciation of the sacrifices made by the men and women of our armed forces. And because it wasn't necessarily aligned specifically to one area, you know, one area in the field of the people need, you know, certain soldiers might need after they come back from a battleground or a battlefield, because it was actually a kind of overall charity that held money and then passed it on to other charities, I think it had a wider appeal than some kind of charities that were very specific.
Now, for a long time, you know, looking back over the last 50 years, I think we've been missing the mark a little bit when it comes to veterans. Do you think that now, with things like Help for Heroes, that we're really starting to get it right when it comes to looking after our armed forces, both serving injured forces and after they've left the services?
Yeah, I think, you know, we historically we've been notoriously bad at looking after our service personnel, and you know, Help for Heroes is a big stepping off point in terms of the public's attitude towards our service personnel. However, you know, we've got to understand that even if we do pull out of Afghanistan 2015 thereabout, it sometimes takes 20 years for post-traumatic stress syndrome to materialise in an individual. So just because we pull out of Afghanistan doesn't mean that we should stop giving to charities like Help for Heroes and all the other military and naval and RAF charities.
The issue of supporting our nation's veterans and their families will always be a difficult one. But with the introduction of the Elizabeth Cross and continued public support, hopefully the future of our veterans is in safe hands.